It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in today's installment of Hidden Wisconsin, we'll get a taste of what it means to be an aerial kite photographer.
First, last night was Governor Walker's State of the State address. As expected, Walker emphasized the state budget surplus and his proposal to cut taxes.
Walker did bring up one new proposal that we haven't heard much about before. It's called the Better Bottom Line Initiative. It aims at providing funds for job training and employment for people with disabilities in Wisconsin. Here to give us a sense of what this might accomplish is Lisa Pugh. She's Public Policy Coordinator at Disability Rights Wisconsin. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, where does Wisconsin stand now when it comes to job training and employment for people with disabilities?
I think our numbers in terms of employment participation in the workforce are pretty comparable to what's happening nationally. We have pretty low employment rates for people with disabilities. The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows us that 18.7% approximately of people with disabilities are in the employment workforce compared to 68% for people without disabilities. I think where our numbers are a little bit worse, actually, we're in the bottom half of states, is that we have many fewer employees with disabilities who are working at typical wage jobs in the community. I think we heard Governor Walker say last night that his initiative isn't about charity. It's about really people with disabilities bringing value to employers and to the workforce. So we're hoping we can see an increase in that type of employment, people working at typical wages in the community jobs.
What does the initiative hope to accomplish? What are some of the main points that have you interested in what we know so far from the governor?
Well, first of all, we're very excited that this is one of the main themes of the governor's initiatives over the next year. We think that for too long, people with disabilities have been an overlooked part of the workforce and that they can bring great skills and values to employers. So we're extremely excited. I think what you heard the governor say is that he wants something that focuses on employers. He talked a lot about really successful employers in Wisconsin, employers like Walgreens. Manpower Incorporated is another employer in Wisconsin who's doing a really great job employing people with disabilities. I think we'll see the governor using models like that, showcasing employers that have figured out that employees with disabilities really do add to the bottom line. We know that there's less turnover rate for employees with disabilities than the typical worker. In fact, it's about 8% to 48% in terms of turnover, pretty significant savings that a company can experience just by bringing in that skilled, eager worker with a disability. So I think you'll hear a lot of talk about that. We hope the governor will be making some additional investments in training and outreach to employers. And also promoting some of the really great projects that exist in Wisconsin, including Project Search and the Walgreens Ready Initiative.
The governor was inspired in part, he acknowledged, by the governor of Delaware, meeting him at a national governor's meeting. Are you familiar with the program in Delaware, and what kind of success has it had?
Yes, we're really, really supportive of the Governor's Association Better Bottom Line Initiative. That was a blueprint for governors that was unveiled at the National Governors Association Conference in November in Milwaukee, actually. And Governor Markell talked to other governors about some of the initiatives. It really is a blueprint for what governors can do in their states to kind of improve disability employment. And I think the whole theme is that we want to get more people with disabilities in our workforce because it ultimately can reduce reliance on public benefits and relieve some pressure in other areas of state government and public programs. So that's really what that blueprint is about. It asks states to kind of look at their own hiring and contracting practices. We hope Governor Walker will do that. Let's look at how the state is contracting. Are we encouraging state contract businesses to hire people with disabilities? And also within state agencies, are we hiring people with disabilities? And are we tracking how well we're doing? Are we setting benchmarks for doing a better job in terms of use of public dollars to support the employment of people with disabilities? That's what's in that governor's blueprint, and I think we'll see Governor Walker kind of follow some of those steps.
I think this is the kind of announcement where some people might look and say it's a state of the state address in an election year. It sounds nice, but it's just kind of window dressing. It's a nice little campaign thing. Do you think it's that, or do you think there's some real change that's going to happen with this initiative?
Well, I've heard Governor Walker talk about this many times prior to the State of the State, and the Lieutenant Governor has also been out talking to employers about this. They've brought Walgreens in. Walgreens nationally has seen a 120% productivity increase at its distribution centers when they did some intentional hiring of people with disabilities. So we've seen some real action already prior to last night. And again, I think when the governor said last night, this is not about charity, this is about the value employees with disabilities bring to the workforce, I think that there is some commitment there to make this more than just about a speech. And certainly disability organizations will be there to make sure that that happens.
Looking back on this, maybe a year from now or 2 years, what would success look like to you?
I think success would look like young people with disabilities in school would be able to have the same dreams as young people without disabilities. They'd be able to think about their skills and their strengths and their interests, work with their school, and then if they need supports in the adult system as they become adults, that those would be there so that they could be employed in a variety of businesses. And then we in the community would see a variety of people with disabilities working throughout our day in the community in different jobs. I think it would make for much richer communities and certainly a healthier life out of poverty for people with disabilities.
Now, I imagine there might be employers or managers out there listening right now thinking, this sounds great. I would love to open my workplace. I'd like to hire people with disabilities. I have no idea where to start in making an accessible and welcoming workplace. Can you share some advice for them?
Well, I think that in the last legislative session, you saw some bipartisan support for additional funding to go to the state's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. People call those DVR services. So there are DVR services available to people with disabilities across the state. Those folks are really the experts in connecting skilled workers with disabilities to businesses. There are business consultants that work with DVR, and they really help a business to understand how to be more accessible, maybe even work with an individual to make sure that a work setting has the right accommodations for them individually, and they can really help the business better understand how to be more welcoming to people with disabilities overall. I guess we also hope that the governor's initiative does some of that work as well, kind of reaches out to businesses, kind of deals with some of the misconceptions about hiring people with disabilities. We hear from businesses sometimes that there are concerns about liability or concerns about accommodation costs. A lot of those are myths. And so I think the state and the DVR can play a role in really helping businesses to learn from other businesses that have been successful.
Been looking at it kind of from that positive angle. From the negative side, are businesses aware, are our own business owners aware of employment discrimination laws when it comes to people with disabilities?
I think that's going to be an area of awareness and education. Again, I think that's a role that the state can play in terms of educating employers. Certainly, you know, when the governor pointed out Walgreens and some of the other employers last night, those are the employers that we're going to have to rely on in order to, you know, bring other businesses along. And certainly, you know, our organization, Disability Rights Wisconsin, plays a role in helping to ensure that people with disabilities are not discriminated against. But I think, you know, looking at it proactively, we really need to educate employers so they know, you know, how to be good employers and how to follow the law. And I think really Wisconsin can make a lot of progress here.
You know, I want to leave with this. If there's someone out there, a person with a disability who's maybe a little stymied about the job market, where to start, what their rights are, where's a good place for them to start?
I really think it's that initial connection with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. There are DVR counselors all across the state. The folks could also go to their workforce development boards and make some inquiries to understand what the workforce needs are. But I would definitely get connected with DVR. I think there's new money there and new training and skills that they are trying to build within DVR. And definitely it's going to be a new picture at least a year from now.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Lisa Pugh. She's Public Policy Coordinator at Disability Rights Wisconsin.
Coming up next, it's Hidden Wisconsin, and we'll meet an aerial photographer who works with kites instead of planes. But first, Kristen Dush joins us from the newsroom with a look at headlines.